Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. We had to flip-flop the guests last minute. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is Barry's Verluga. Jonathan Allen will join us coming up at 9:25-ish. So stay tuned for that. But right now it's Barry's Verluga from the Washington Post.
Hey, Barry, how are you, buddy?
So I want to know if next week, if I need to move by 20 minutes, you call Jonathan Allen and say, could you go early?
Because I feel like you got to ask Trav that. That's above our pay grade.
I say yes. I say we would bump him. I say we bump him for Barry.
Sure.
Barry's been a long-time guest.
Barry's our guy.
You're worthy. 100%. 100%.
Perfect. I trust you.
All right, so can we start with a little baseball?
Yeah.
I mean, the Phillies are they're obviously all in. They were all in last year. They're spending a ton of money. I just read this morning they have seven players now that Turner signed. They're going to make $20 million per year next year.
Cigarette money, right, Cakes?
And Trey Turner goes. He was in L.A., obviously, after the trade. They didn't win. Now he's going to go get paid $300 million, 11 years. So you add him to Bryce and to Schwarber, are these former Nats that are making bank with Philly within the division. Your thoughts?
I just, you know, this offseason was never going to be like, oh, Trey Turner's, you know, signing back with the Nationals. That's not where they are in their development. But I have to admit, and I wrote it this morning, that, you know, it's just another gut punch, paper cut, whatever, death by paper cut, that, like, all these guys came through Washington, and all of them are getting paid elsewhere. And I know, you know, Mike Rizzo yesterday at the winter meetings told the Nats beat reporters that, look, it's an indication that we've had a lot of talented players come through Washington. Yeah, but now, I mean, it just feels like that was a way station, and we knew this was going to happen, so it's not surprising. But at the same time, it's just like there's a little bit of an emotional reaction. Like, you couldn't keep one of these guys. Like, no one is saying, like, oh, you should spend. So all these guys, you know, Scherzer, Rendon, Harper, Turner, and Max, I added it up. They are making just over $1 billion, and that's before Soto signs for what I've long said should be $500 million. So no one's saying, like, it makes financial sense, payroll sense to keep all of them, but how about one of them? And yeah, okay, the one you kept happened to be Steven Strasburg, and, you know, I'm not faulting anybody. That's just terrible luck and terrible, it's a terrible contract, and he can't pitch, but the sum of it all is just incredibly depressing, and it's hard, even though I understand and understood that the trade of Soto, because I do think he wanted to go to free agency, you're banking on that that haul you got back from San Diego and the haul you got back from the Dodgers the year before in the Trey and Max deal to be the core, to be the foundation. Maybe that works, but on this day, a rainy day in December 2022, it feels a long way away, and now you're going to have a top of the order for the Phillies come in next year of Schwarber leading off, Trey batting second, and Bryce hitting third, and that's like, are you kidding? That's it feels bad.
I know, but Nats fans are all pissed off. You know how they get, and especially when he comes back within the division, it's just crazy. That a former Nats coming back into the division, making that kind of money.
So many of them too. It's just really frustrating.
What are you hearing anything on the ownership stuff?
So, I don't. You know, Leontis is still the leader. There is a non-zero chance that it doesn't get worked out, and the Lerners say they're keeping the team. I'm not expecting that. A lot of what I've heard is that the negotiations with the Leontis group, and it's important that Ted brought in another billionaire into the Monumental fold. I don't know this for 100% sure, but this guy, Goll is his last name, S-K-O-L-L. I am connecting dots that he would be a lot of the money behind the purchase of the Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, one thing we've talked about and we will talk about until it's resolved, and that we might all be dead by that point, is Masson is still an issue, right? Like, Ted doesn't just want to be a sports owner. He wants to be a sports and entertainment, you know, kind of mogul, and that would require, or he wants his own teams on his own network that he now owns. So that has not been worked out. Various people have different degrees of optimism that it will be, and I was told this past week that it is possible that the Nats get sold without Masson getting worked out, and that would leave Ted Leontis to have to figure it out after the fact with the Angelos family and the Orioles. So I don't have a ton of new information other than it's like I'm told it's plodding along, but I can't tell you that they're on the cusp of handing over the reins, and that puts the entire Nats operation. I mean, Mike Rizzo can say, like, oh, it's business as usual. Well, it's just not, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not. Like, you can't say that you don't know who is going to be signing your checks next spring training and business is just as usual. You could have completely different marching orders in a month. Obviously, the roster is at a point where, you know, it doesn't make a huge amount of sense to go out and sign Jacob DeGrom or something like that. So I get that, you know, he's going to do these little filler deals. But they also can't lose 107 games next year. I mean, they have eroded a lot of the goodwill that they took a decade to build. The 2019 World Series Championship seems further away than just 3 years ago. And it's, while there's a path back, it's not, you know, Mike is very much like, this is going to happen. We're on the verge of doing this again. I mean, that's a lot of confidence in a plan that has to have a lot of things fall into place for it to work out swiftly.
And Barry, you touched on this guy. One of the few guys left from that era is Strasburg. And you look at his starts from 17 to 19, 83 starts. From 20 to 22, 8 starts.
Mm.
Like, what's the path going forward with Strasburg? Or, like, can they rely on him to be, like, a top of the rotation guy in 2023? Or is his health just still a major question mark? He's not young anymore either. He's 34.
Yeah, no, they can't rely on it. I mean, I think it's at this point, it would be a bonus. I mean, this is not coming back from Tommy John surgery, which is like there's a very straight line path, and it's a straight line path that the Nationals are incredibly comfortable with. I mean, they've drafted broken pitchers. Lucas Giolito was one. He became an all-star with the White Sox. Like they, you know. Jordan Zimmermann broke, Strasburg broke. Tommy John is not, you know, not saying that it's not hard for the guys to come back and rehab, but you know how that's going to work out. Thoracic outlet syndrome, which is what Strasburg has now, there is no straight line path. And the number of people who have come back and been their same level of effectiveness, same velocity is very small. Strasburg had a conversation with our Nets beat writer Jesse Dougherty late last season in which he expressed, you know, frustration that he doesn't know what it's going to be like if and when he gets on a mound again. So, I mean, if you're a Nats fan, I think you can't say, well, if Strasburg comes back and makes 30 starts, like, that at this point is more in the pipe dream category. I'm not saying it can't happen, but, you know, he's pitched 31 and a third innings since he won that World Series MVP.
Right.
He doesn't know the absolute way back. He's going to try. He's proud, but it doesn't mean it's absolutely going to happen.
All right. How are you feeling about the Washington Giant game in a couple weeks? It's kind of an elimination game. I know mathematically it's not, but if Washington loses this one and they fall to 7-6-1, and then Seattle beats Carolina and they're 8-5, I'm not sure who Seattle plays that following week, but they'll be 8-5. They're already ahead of Washington. It's kind of a play-in game for that seventh spot, in my opinion.
Or at least a staying alive game, right? I mean, I would say that it's remarkable to me that we're going to be at whatever it will be. It'll be week 14, and Washington was worthy of getting flexed into a primetime spot. Like that hasn't probably happened since that Dallas game that ended the season. That was RG3's rookie year, right? Was that the year they got flexed into the 8 p.m. spot and that was a play-in game for that tournament?
I think so.
But
yeah.
the it's not the same style. Like that was like, you're super excited about that team and that guy. And this is like, I think everybody's happy with the defense. The defensive line is, you know, the guy you're about to have on is just a total animal, as is his former college teammate in Daron Payne. But, you know, we're going to be talking about this quarterback situation forever and ever and ever. Amen. Like it just never, ever, ever ends. And that won't, I don't think that'll change after Sunday, you know, a week from Sunday night. Like it's hard to imagine that Taylor Heineke's all of a sudden going to come out and go, you know, 28 of 33 for 325 and three scores with no picks. Like that's not, we all know that's not him. And so, you know, that looms over the rest of the season, and it looms over the franchise like it always does, because nobody's going to want Wentz back, and Heineke's not a starter, and so whatever happens at the end of the season, you're going to go into another offseason wondering what the quarterback solution is. Not to be a downer, because it's a mm-hmm. it's an exciting position to be in, and they can be fun to watch, and the defense is cool, and this has been a fun run, but it doesn't just automatically shake off the questions that have hung over the franchise for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we got to run because we have John coming up, but in 30 seconds, so do you think, let's just say they get to 9 wins, 10 wins, whatever, right? Is that not sustainable if they brought this crew of quarterbacks back and had best man win the job or whatever and try to duplicate it? You don't think it's sustainable?
I know your team wins, Eric, and I just can't join you there, like even at a reduced rate. Like what? He's not comfortable being threatened for the job, and he's not good enough to just be granted the job. So I just don't think he's a presence or a personality you want around. And I think Heineke is the backup you want around, because if someone gets hurt, he can at least win you some games while you admit that he's not like a starter. So I really don't think the same QB room is sustainable. And I think they go into the offseason either evaluating Sam Howell as a potential starter or, you know, once again, looking in the draft and free agency for whoever's going to be the guy 5 years from now who they can never find.
It's an endless quest.
All right,
it's
we'll
just
have to get him on
is.
Again, because yeah. I would love to debate with Barry and go
right,
back and forth.
Thank
but
you,
thank
Barry.
You, Barry.
We
thank you.
Appreciate the time and you being flexible. Appreciate that, too.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate
right.
it. Thank anytime.
You. Barry's call him after the show and debate him.
Yeah, get his number. You can text
I mean,
him.
I don't want to ruin his day, but I'm happy to.
All right, coming up next, Jonathan Allen, Commanders defensive tackle, is going to join us here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington.
So much going on.
Definitely had a very inappropriate comment or two before we get to our next guest on the BetQL.
Wasn't that bad. We've had
guest
worse.
Hotline. We're joined by Jonathan Allen.
We've done worse.
Commander's defensive tackle. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
J.A.
Hello, John.
J.A., what's up?
John?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
This J.A. has a lot more money than this J.A. you're looking at.
He does.
How'd you feel after a tie?
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling. I mean, it's one of the things that I never imagined would happen in my career. It just means the next game is worth double, so you just know what's at stake.
I can't we were talking about it, I think, yesterday. How many plays you actually were out on the field?
Yeah, I think you played. Yeah. You only missed one play.
You only missed one play?
First time it's ever happened in your career.
Why are you so lazy? Missing one
yeah,
play.
Yeah, first time, man.
Did you feel
hey,
it?
When it comes to be honest, no. We had a lot of three and outs, which allowed me to recover. So even though I might have played a lot of plays, they weren't a lot of consecutive plays. And on top of that, I mean, you get into overtime, every play is so crucial. I feel like I have to be out there, you know what I mean? If we're going to lose, I want to be able to at least say I was on the field giving it everything I had, so.
Let me ask you. I want you to finish your thought.
No, I'm just saying it was definitely a weird game going in overtime and not really having a conclusion, or at least that's what it feels like for the guys. Just didn't really feel like we got to finish the game because somebody should have won.
Tell me, because we never played football, though we did beat the Divas, and I was the MVP.
They were girls.
Yeah, they were girls.
Just so you know that.
But how does that work when you rotate in and out of the D line? Is that your own call? Is that your and Duran's call? Like whenever you're just like if you're gassed, you try to run out if you can.
Yeah, I mean if we're gassed, I'm definitely going to try to come out the game. There's no point in me being out there, not giving effort and not playing hard. But I mean, this is why we train so hard in the offseason. You know, I feel like. You get a guy from Alabama, you know what kind of guy they're going to be. They're not going to be a guy who misses a lot of times, and if they can go, they're going to go as many plays as possible.
So that's your call to play all but one snap. That's your call because you're at that level where the coaching staff doesn't rotate you in and out. It's your call when to go out. Is that how it works?
Not all the times. The coach, you know, Coach Z will come to me and ask me how I'm feeling, and I'm like, Coach, man, I'm good. Like if they start driving, I'm definitely going to need to come out, but. This game is too crucial. I feel like I got to be out there, and you know, you agree with me.
So, how are you feeling about first of all a bye week? All right, I know you. Are you going anywhere? Are you just going to chill?
Oh no, not at all. I'm staying right here.
It's
right
all there. Business.
Stay right there. But it's late in the year to have a bye week. I mean, would you rather have a bye week in week 4 or 5 or week 14?
No, I would definitely rather have it in week 14. Week 4 and 5, I don't know. I guess it really just depends on how the season was going. I think the bye week this year happened at a really good time. We were able to get a bunch of guys healthy, really get us refocused for this last four-game stretch. That's, I mean, our season. Mm-hmm. So it really happened at a good time for us. So if I had to choose, I would choose later rather than earlier.
Do you think you're a better team than the Giants?
I think so.
What's the key? What's the key in your opinion between the two?
I think it's just execution. In the first quarter, we executed better. Mm-hmm. In the second quarter, they executed better. And then the rest of the game was kind of a wash. And that's really just the difference in the game. There was times where when we executed, we were dominating. And then when we weren't executing, we couldn't stop anything. But that's really football. That's not really just specific to this team or this game in general. The team that executes the best is going to win regardless of who they have on the team. So, yes, I feel like we're the better team, but that doesn't mean anything. We don't go out there and execute and play like it. So, you know.
I want to expand on a Jonathan Allen quote that I
said, Taylor. And you look at how many times we're in a situation where if we do not make this play, we lose. And he just makes it time and time again. I mean, it's to a point now when we're in that situation, I have confidence that we're going to score a touchdown. I'm not surprised when we're able to make the play that we need to make to stay in the game, because that's just what Taylor's done is since he's been here, since I've been with him.
Were you confident even as he was flushed out of the pocket and heading toward the sideline? What was your confidence level at that point?
Before, be honest.
Before he delivered the pass to Curtis Samuel.
You were thinking OS.
You're really just like holding your breath and not breathing. You're not even not even a state of consciousness. You're just kind of just like, I can't even explain it. Then when it happens, you're like, I don't even know why I'm surprised right now. Because he's done this time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys sit behind the bench, do you watch, like, a video screen? Because I would think your view is blocked out. Like, what are you doing on those critical plays
to watch?
You
must be looking at down and distance all the time. Is that what you're looking at?
Sometimes I watch the jumbotron, depending on the stadium. Sometimes I watch the other edge of the field. The other zone where none of the players aren't watching from the back. It really just depends, man. Payne's a guy, he can't watch at all. So I'm usually watching, and Payne usually has a towel over his head because he just can't watch.
Because
so everybody's different.
Why?
Too nervous.
It makes him nervous?
Just anxiety, man. It's always more anxiety-inducing when you don't have control over a certain outcome. And when the offense is on the field, I'm just a fan at that point, watching, hoping they do it. You know what I mean? I can't go out there. I'm not the one out there doing this, so I can't help them. So, hey, some guys just, you know, rather not watch.
John, when you're on the sidelines, especially in a spot like New York, divisional game, are the fans chirping you while you're sitting on the bench? Do you ever engage with them? Like, I'm guessing you don't. You're all business. Does it ever get to you or any of your teammates if, like, the opposing fans are, like, buzzing in your ears throughout the game?
Sometimes I'll say something to a couple of Philly fans, but at the most part, they're fans. Like, that's it. Like, sometimes I'll tell them, what you do and what you say about me has no impact in my life whatsoever.
It's irrelevant.
Or you can always say, hey, jump down over the railing and come say that to me.
They say that, too. I guarantee you they say that.
I guarantee you've said that many times.
Hey, wanted to give you a chance to talk about one of your teammates who was just nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year, Charles Leno Jr. I don't know much about him. Tell me about how good of a dude he is.
He's a really good dude, man. He's a guy who just works in silence. He's not going to be around town boasting about what he's done in the community. He's just going to do it, you know, rather than he's going to tell us. So, I mean, I don't think we could have chosen a better guy to represent us this year, and I'm excited for him. And I'm praying to God we actually win this time. So, hey, whatever we got to do to get him there.
Hey, I think whenever you and your wife eventually have children, he's got a whole rack of kids. I think he's got, like, three young daughters. Yeah, so he can give you all the dad tips once you become a dad, right? You can just lean
on him.
Hey,
get the hand-me-downs, too. Save some money.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Physically can't wait.
Hey, talk a little bit more also about Jamin. I know he's been – I'll be honest. I killed him. I said, this guy is brutal. It was a terrible pick. I gave up on him.
Because we're not reactionary or anything.
Yeah, but just being honest. And not personal. I mean, I want the guy to succeed. I want everyone to do well. But I was, as a fan, I was just like, man, this is not a fit. It's not working. And this year he's just blossomed. What's the difference?
I think we're in an age where when you draft a guy in the first round, you expect him to immediately be that guy. And I can understand it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you just got to – the league – people don't understand because you watch the top guys in the league make plays day in and day out. And I truly think people take for granted how hard the NFL is. You could look at the worst player in the NFL, quote-unquote worst player, and he was a stud in college, a baller, the best player on his team. Mm-hmm. For you to make plays in the league is tough. And Jamin only started 1 year in college. So he didn't come in already super experienced. Mm-hmm. And then he was thrown into a situation and expected to start and be the guy, which, I mean, it comes with the territory. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But, man, you got to give people time. Look at Patrick Mahomes. People forget he did not play his rookie year for the most part. Mm-hmm. He sat on the bench and he learned and he studied behind Alex Smith. It's very tough to have a guy like Justin Jefferson come in and instantly dominate. And then you got to look at the position. He's playing a position where it's a little bit harder to come in and play. Me, Payne, I play defense line. If I mess up, you might not really know. All I got to do is I really don't have to know the play. If I go back, I knock my guy 2 yards back and make a TFL, good play. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much on the mental aspect of a middle linebacker. It's tough. And he wasn't coming in with like a 4-year starter at Kentucky. So I just felt like people had to be patient and give him time. And as a fan of Washington before I even came here, I get it. You don't want to be patient.
Right.
But things don't happen at the snap of a finger. And I'm glad he was able to overcome that and really start to play good football.
Right. Was it just more like, did you see the raw ability and it was just like his brain was scrambled? Like, what, or is it just needs more reps? Like, what was it?
I think it's just a rep thing. Like, if you're coming in as a guy who only started 1 year in Kentucky, and let's look at the quarterbacks we played last year. Josh Allen, buddy from the Chiefs, Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes,
Rodgers.
They're going to attack you. You're the first-round draft pick, rookie middle linebacker. They're going to attack you. And, I mean, it's not really fair. You got guys who've been in the league for 21 years going against a rookie. You know what I mean? So it's a very tough situation to be put in, and I think he handled it well. He took the criticism. He had all the negativity in the world, and he just shut up and worked. And I think you're starting to see some of that pay off for him.
Talking to Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders, who have a bye this week, but then they have a home game against the Giants, and you were saying you want that to be a sellout. You want it to be raucous. You'll buy tickets. My daughter last night said, you won't ask Jonathan Allen for free tickets. She used to have a burgundy and gold room. Brian Arakpo, fat head on the wall. How are you deciding who's getting the free tickets, John?
So I'm giving out around 100 tickets. Oh, I'm going to give like 20 to 30 to the radio station. I'm going to have the team take care of like the other 40. And then the other 30 or 40, I'm going to, give out to people through my social media accounts and other fun ways to get the fans interactive, man. Because the city is tingling with excitement. And I really want to do my part to show the fans that they're important to us. So if that means giving away 100 tickets, so be it, man, because we really need that stadium full go on Sunday or next Sunday.
Do you like sitting around all day waiting for an 8:20 kickoff now that it's been flexed? Or do you like to just get out? Yeah, I was going to say, you probably hate that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not going to be able to get home until 5 a.m. And I'm not being dramatic or exaggerating. Anyone who's been to a FedEx Field game, game at FedEx Field knows, after the game, getting home is terrible with all that traffic.
Yeah, even for players.
Well, I would just think just waiting around for kickoff, you'd rather just get out there, you're pumped, you're anxious, getting ready to go play a 1 o'clock kickoff and get it, get out on the field. But now you got to wait another 7 hours. A
lot of video games to play in the morning.
Yeah, man, I mean, if, in a perfect world, I would rather have it played in the morning, normal 1 o'clock game. But I understand NFL, it's a big game. We tied last game. This game has huge playoff implications for both teams, so it's a must win. We got to win this.
All right, so Jonathan Allen, on Sunday, it's a bye week. What are you doing? Are you going to watch Red Zone? Are you going to watch like the Giants-Eagles game? What are you watching on Sunday, if anything, or do you completely escape from football and you just play your video games and you find out what happened afterwards?
Yeah, I'll probably just be on my computer playing some games, hanging out, relaxing with the wife. I might catch a game at night, but I'm probably not going to watch football. I might watch a couple guys, see how some of the guys that I play with at Bama are doing, but for the most part, nah, I'm just relaxing. And
so you won't watch the 1 o'clock games, like 1 o'clock kick, Eagles-Giants?
Nah, I probably won't watch that. Nah.
That's hilarious, man.
You don't care. You don't care about that.
I know we asked you last week when you do, and you've been asked a lot when you're talking to the guys, and I don't know you that well, obviously, but you meet Jonathan, you know right away it's not a fake guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, Jonathan's not fake. So when you do these speeches, I can tell that's from the heart. You're not, like, preparing it and everything. Are you now expected to do it every time? How do you guys decide who's going to do that? And then how do you know you're going to have something to say?
Yeah, man, I've always been the guy who did not do that. But once Chase went down last year, nobody stood up. So I was like, why not?
Right.
And I did it. And, I mean, talking to the guys, they said they like it and they want me to keep doing it. So, like I said, if somebody wants to do it, I have no problem letting them do that. Because me personally, I've never been a guy who enjoyed that or liked that. But my team likes it, and, I mean, I don't know. Seems to be working, so.
Do you have to think of something, or you just go by the feel of the moment?
I'll literally just say a little prayer.
Yeah.
Ask God to give me the ability to resonate with the team, and then right before I speak, I'm like, oh, I like that. And then I'm going to go with that. And after that, I'm just talking, just ad-libbing, just saying what I was saying, how I feel. So I have no idea what I'm going to say week in and week out.
Love it.
Do you even remember that you said, we're going to stomp him out from day one, from the first play? Do you even remember what you say?
No idea. No idea what I said.
I liked it.
He's taken over by the spirit, man. It's like he's speaking in tongues in church on a Sunday. It's kind of his deal.
I know. Maybe you'll be a preacher someday.
He said, let's put the world know who we are.
Right.
That's good, man. We get fired up watching it.
Well, Jonathan, enjoy your week off. You deserve it. It's a late bye week. Get that rest. And we're pulling for you. And hopefully you guys take care of the Giants when they come to FedEx. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yep. All right, thank you.
Good dude. You know what? I should have invited him to Burton's Grill. I'm going to be there tomorrow, Burton's Grill, in the Catlins, in Gaithersburg. Everybody wants to come to Burton's Grill.
Okay, but EB. He doesn't. Everyone
can't you
but
work
John.
With me?
I am. I'm just teasing
Burton's
you.
Grill, you should be there. It's not that far from you.
Where
in Gaithersburg, in the Catlins. It's an amazing spot. Got a book signing there tomorrow. Look, they have fantastic food. They have a great happy hour, $6 cocktails, $7 apps. You can try the salmon cake sliders, the steak tenderloin sliders. It's all great at Burton's Grill, which is now open in the Kentlands in Gaithersburg. I'll be there Wednesday, 5 to 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Caller number 10 right now on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. You're going to score a really good prize. How about two tickets to the Caps game versus the Dallas Stars Thursday, December 15th at 7 o'clock? The Capitals Holiday Pack is back, my friends. Get two tickets to two games, plus a special TJ Snowshoe Holiday Gnome starting at only $189. For more information, visit washcaps.com/holidaypacks or call them at 202-266-CAPS for more information.
Lars scored last night in a 3-2 win. We haven't mentioned it.
He did on a road win. If they get another road win on their longest trip of the season, they'll come back with a winning record on said roadie, which would be positive.
Not a winning record overall.
No, no, for the road trip.
They have 26 points, so they're still... They still need to do some work.
They've got a lot of work to do, no doubt.
Hey, real quick, I want to mention this. So I'm coaching softball again.
Okay, you're back.
Very nice.
And I'm coaching with my buddy Andy, who I coached travel ball with for about 4 years. And obviously, we stepped away because our girls went to college. Mm-hmm. Girls aren't playing in college.
He's not from Andy's Pizza, though.
He is not from
Different
Andy's
Andy.
Pizza.
Different Andy.
You missed it.
He's from Oklahoma City.
His pizza is
from Oklahoma City.
Subpar, I would guess.
Good barbecue, though.
Okay,
and
yes.
So... At Briar Woods High School, the varsity program.
Yes.
So Andy and I are going to take care of it. But we need a JV coach. All right. Preferably a female who has played before.
Okay.
Okay, because the girls can relate to the females a little better. So if you're interested, it doesn't pay a lot. It pays not a lot.
So are you helping or are you the head coach of
Briar
Woods
softball?
Assistant.
I'm going to be the assistant.
Gotcha.
And he's going to be the head coach. And the season starts, practice will start like in February, mid Very to late cool. February. Season's pretty short, March to May.
Okay.
If you make the playoffs and go to states, it goes into June.
But, yeah.
So anyway, so we're looking for a JV coach for the Briarwoods JV softball program. If you're interested, I don't know, call us at the station, or you can call Mike Benson, who's the athletic director at Briar.
But you're coaching the varsity?
Correct.
Right.
And we're going to be good because we got two D1 pitchers.
Ooh, look at this.
That's awesome.
We got talent.
We got talent this year.
Asked me to coach a lacrosse team,
mm-hmm.
but the JV team told me to be the head coach. I said, oh, I'm varsity material. I turned it down. I can't. I said, I'm varsity material.
You know, I got asked to coach a golf team, school golf team.
Wow. You should.
Look at you.
I thought about it. That would be a lot of fun.
Look at this coaching hotbed in here.
Coaching's fun. I coached on Saturday. I was supposed to coach one team, mm-hmm. and then we were supposed to play another team, and I ended up coaching both teams.
Ah,
I don't know. I don't know if I can work with like a bunch of cakeses out there.
Really? Easy.
No, the truth is, most golf coaches in high school, at the high school level, they just let them play. There's really nothing to do.
Watch them hit.
And I've been around high school golf, and trust me, they're not doing anything. They're just sitting there and they're just chilling.
Don't lay up.
Yeah.
They
don't
even really.
They all hang out there by the range, and then they just write down the scores.
Right.
They do nothing.
Hey, we have a Junkies poll of the day. I should mention you can vote at Junks Radio, but it has to do with EB's new account.
Okay.
Yes,
Eric Bickle 5. And
well,
I guess
this is my temporary account. I am not. I will not settle for this. This is temporary. Just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Give it. I'm hooking you. He stops the hooks.
No, I want you to promote it, but this is not going to be my permanent. I am so pissed about what's happening with Twitter.
I hope this is your temporary for 7 years.
Because you like to see me frustrated.
No, you get so bitter.
Or 5 years so for bitter. Eric Bickle 5.
Or 5 years. I'll even take 5 years.
Right. But anyway, you vote on, do you like his new profile picture or his old profile picture? This says the EB Junkies pick has 60% of the votes right now.
Right. See, here's my dilemma. On my temporary account, okay, do I put the old profile, the pic I was using on EB Junkies, mm-hmm. my account was hacked and spammed. I'm trying to get it back. I will get it back. I will not be defeated. But do I put the pic I was currently using on EB Junkies, or do I use this pic I'm using on Eric Bickle 5?
You should use neither. I think you should create a graphic that says this is a temporary account.
Well, it says
so then they
bio.
See that.
Site under repair.
Yes.
It says
but
that
put
in
it
my
everywhere.
Bio.
Yeah. Put it everywhere.
In other words, nobody recognizes it. It's so tilting to have no impact.
It's can I go
13
see?
Years of a community and then have nothing.
It's a new
I'm going to follow Eric Bickle 4.
Personally.
Who's right. Eric
Take
Bickle
a picture
4.
Of the bobblehead right here, and that should be your picture.
That's not a bad one.
I'm serious. Take that one.
That's not a bad one, but that's not a bad one.
Double fisted with the EB in the bottom.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
I was also maybe thinking of the one. Somebody has the one. They said I should do the one where I'm dunking when I was in college.
That's a good one.
I like it. That might be my, what do you call that? The thing that you do in the background. The banner.
The banner. The banner pick.
Might be my banner.
The Bruce Banner pick.
Anyway, I'm just so tilted by the whole thing. It's insane. But
if you if you couple what this has done to him emotionally with Carson Wentz getting hammered on
Heineke.
A daily basis on the show for Taylor Heineke, he is his blood pressure's through.
There's some truth.
I don't think we hammer Carson. We don't even bring him up. There's no reason to bring him up.
Are we talking about Carson?
The backup.
But he always comes up, though.
Do you think in Philly they're talking about Jalen Hurts' backup?
Gardner Minshew, no chance.
Well, I just say this. Well, it doesn't matter. I've said it all.
Yeah, I'm just
if you don't know that he's better than Taylor Heineke, you just don't know.
Couldn't
anything.
Get away from it.
You just don't
two
know.
Left
I told
show.
You.
You just don't know football. If you think that Taylor Heineke is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz,
can I ask a favor?
Wrong.
Can we not carry this conversation over to our lunch today, please? Can we have a Carson and Taylor free lunch today?
Yes. Where am I going to park? So. Is there easy street parking right there?
I think you can take Metro with us.
You can walk from here.
I'm not taking. I'm above Metro.
You're finally wisening up over here.
You're going to walk?
Put it this way.
I'm going to drive.
I'll just say this. I know.
I was teasing.
I know exactly where this is. It's not easy to park over there.
Right. So I'm going to park where I normally park, like to go to a Wizards game.
Yes.
Right. You're going to spend $25 on the garage.
And then you're going
to
expense it.
I don't know what to do.
Expense it. Turn it in.
Maybe this place has a valet.
Why don't we call ahead of time and see if they can reserve parking?
Ooh.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Look at that fan.
You guys ever heard of Spot Hero? I mean, there are a lot of apps out there.
I would love for you to do that.
We have a lunch today that we have to do. Isn't there a lot of street parking there? Or
No one works in the city. I don't think there's a lot.
Work.
You guys are kind of biting on my panicking about parking bit. I see what's happening here.
It's true. It's true because we're going to the heart of D.C.
Yeah, talk to the owner and say, hey, where do all your employees park? Where would you park?
They don't have like a secret, super secret lot.
They might.
Yeah, who knows?
Okay, you can ask. Drabby?
It's worth trying.
I know you don't care because you're going to hop on the Metro.
I don't know if I can ask that.
Hey.
Too many to ask.
We have a minute here. You might enjoy this. You know Nick Foles' nickname?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big D Nick.
Apparently George Kittle, who's on the 49ers, says Brock Purdy.
Oh,
PCB.
PCB.
No, just put a C instead of the D.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I'm confused.
BCP.
Did you hear that?
He knows.
You an idiot. Are you an idiot? You are an idiot.
Nobody knows.
Everyone knows.
No one can tell Eric anything. He'll just blurt it out.
Of course.
This is a lot of blurting. The worst vault in the world.
Yeah. You cannot keep a secret.
We got to go. We will see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.